See, I told you I would be back this week. So I didn't get two out last week like I said I was going to do, but there you go. So I guess I don't know how I need to start this show because, or whatever you want to call it, because, you know, I don't have a co-host to riff with. I don't have anything like that. So, you know, I don't know if that just recorded that noise or not. But that was a tweet. If you heard a loud burp or whatever, I'm not going to stop recording because anyway. So yeah, I don't know how to start this thing, but I was just going to say, so my name is Adam and I'm referring to myself as the geeky gay because what the hell is that noise? I obviously need to turn something else down. Anyway, because I'm gay and I'm a geek and this is my personal vlog, I can't call it a vlog yet. It's going to be video soon when I get my new computer, but it is my personal journal podcast and I may talk about geeky things. I may talk about current events. I may talk about, you know, whatever, you know, whatever's on my mind. But I had a comment from, I posted this post on Google+, and I don't think I should read the whole thing because, first of all, it was really depressing and really stupid. I mean, not stupid, but I don't know. Anyway, so I'm writing this because I'm pathetic, or at least I feel like I'm pathetic, but I have to get this out there somewhere. I'm feeling really lonely and depressed recently. And I know I'm saying it's because Mark is gone. This is the person that I'm dating, for anyone who's new, is gone. He's in the Philippines at the moment. And to a certain extent, it is. I really miss him a lot. And I always seem to pick guys who are somehow either hard to please or less communicative than me. And I go on and on, you know, about how he says he likes me. And whatever, but basically, and I've mentioned it on this show, I think, before, I'm a people pleaser. And so when I pick people, I think I have that habit of picking people who are either the kind of people who allow you to please them, but basically don't always give back. And that may not be because they're selfish. It may be because they are ambivalent is not a good word because that sounds really negative as well, but maybe they just don't realize that they're doing it, or they're really logical people, and they just don't, they're very, that male sort of brained, left-brained sort of, you know, mentality, and so they don't think of the little things or making you happy necessarily all the time, and it's not always bad, it's not always selfish, sometimes it's just that they're not thinking. But I went into this whole thing because I've been feeling lonely, but it's not because it has been stirred up because he's gone. Because I hadn't dated for like a year and a half since my last relationship, and I wasn't gonna date anyone, and I said, I'm gonna hook up with this guy and, you know, whatever. But I liked him. He's really smart, and I could go on and on and on. He's well traveled, he's, you know, he's interesting because he's from a different culture, and so I liked him. So I thought, okay, you know what? Hey, we'll date. No big deal. Well, now, you know, I'm used to it again. I'm having, you know, someone to come over and cuddle up with me and talk to me and stuff. Well, because I am a people pleaser, well, I would say the reason I'm a people pleaser is because I have this horrible fear of rejection. And my whole life, I've put different people into different boxes. The people at church were in the church box, and the people in, you know, in my gay circles were in the gay box, and the people in the family circles were in the family box. And I would always act exactly how I was supposed to act in each of those circles. I would be the perfect Christian when I was at church, and I would be the perfect son when I was with my parents. And when I was at school, I would be the perfect student. But it involved a lot of lying because to those people in the different groups, I couldn't tell the Christian people that I was gay. And I couldn't tell the gay people necessarily that I had some conservative views because they would like me less, or at least that was my fear. So there's always been things in my life that I've kept secret. I'm not ever, even though I do a podcast, I do two podcasts, I do all of this stuff, and everyone would think that I'm just completely out there, right? And everyone knows everything about me. But that's not true. There are things that I don't share. I share with very few people. It took me over a month to let him spend the night because I snore, which is stupid. But I'm so afraid that, like, when someone first meets me, if I let them sleep in the bed with me, that maybe that's going to be such a horrible thing to them that I'll never see them again. And I mean, that's a stupid example. There are much better examples. But I got comfortable with him. And so he left, and I realized that, you know, now I am without him. I'm not dating, you know, I'm dating him, but he's 7,000 miles away. And I don't have any close friends here because, again, it takes me a lot to get close to people. So several comments were made on Twitter that I should just get out more and I shouldn't become a shut-in. But my comment to that is, when I say I'm lonely, it means I don't have enough people that I have that connection with. I don't have enough people that I can talk to that I have that connection. And that connection means that I feel like completely comfortable, completely safe, that I can completely be myself, every aspect of myself, my Christian self, my gay self, my sexual self, my any part of me, and that person is still going to be there for me and still going to like me. And if I don't have those kind of connections, then I feel lonely. So you can't go to a party and get those kind of connections. You can't go to a club and get those kind of connections. So that's what I was talking about in that post. And, you know, there were several comments about it. And, you know, people are telling me, oh, maybe you shouldn't date him because it sounds like he doesn't communicate enough or yada, 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 whatever. And, you know, and I appreciate that everyone's looking out for me. That was not really the point. But I wanted to say that Mark from Canada, he said that he, you know, I should put a regular segment on the show about my dating. And I think this whole episode is going to be dating. But I wanted to say, so I've gotten in several arguments with Mark recently because he's not as communicative as I would like. And he'll go long periods of time, you know, without communicating with me, especially when he's at work. But while he's been away in the Philippines, he's working enormously large hours. There's already a 13-hour time difference between us, and he's working like 14, 15, 16 hours a day, and he can't communicate with me a lot while he's at work. So we've gotten in several discussions about that, and yesterday I just had a fit because I was like, you rushed me off the phone this morning, and then you didn't tweet to me for like hours, and then yada yada. And I was like, and damn it, we're in a, you know, we're dating each other and you need to blah 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 blah. And I just went off. I went off. And, you know, actually he was fairly understanding, and he said, well, you know what we need to do, we just need to come up with a time that we're just going to set aside, and this is going to be our time, and that's when we're going to talk. Very logical. He said some other sweet things as well, or he said some things that were really sweet yesterday as well. And, you know, he said, I understand that we're dating and I have to compromise and all of the, you know, I mean, he said some really good things. So today I went to the gym right after work. So I wasn't able to call him because I was on an elliptical trainer. So when he tweeted me to say he had gotten up, because they're 13 hours ahead. So when it's 6 p.m. here, it's 7 a.m. over there the next day. So he tweeted me to say, good morning, I'm up, yada, yada, yada. He's like, I've decided, if it's okay with you, that, you know, this 30, 45 minutes to an hour before I start getting ready for work, that's the best time that we would be able to talk. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, I can't call you today because I didn't know if we were going to speak. So I came to the gym and it's really busy, and I had a meeting later this evening that I had to get ready for. And he said, okay, that's cool, you know, whatever. And we direct messaged each other back and forth. And so anyway, I had finished my elliptical and I was doing weights, and I got a call on my phone. And I answer it, and it's Mark. And he's called me from work, and he basically said, I know that you couldn't call me, but I missed you, and I wanted to talk to you, so I'm just calling you. And that was, to me, see, that is what I need. Little, tiny, little, sweet gestures. That's all I need to make me happy. Just little things like that. Just thinking, hey, you know what? And letting me know that he misses me. You know, taking time out of his work schedule to give me a call, even for 5 minutes. I've had a smile on my face for the rest of the evening. So anyway, if you haven't, if you listen to Dubious Intent, go over to dubiousintent.com. I talk about Mark all the time. We've been dating for 2 months. He's a Filipino guy who is a contractor over here in the U.S. He's a programmer, which is great for me because I'm in a technological job as well. And I love smart people. I love smart guys. He's very smart. And of course he's cute. I don't date people who aren't cute. So, but if you want to hear more about him, you can go over to Dubious Intent. I'm sure most of you who listen to me, if not all, know me from Dubious Intent. So it's probably not an issue. Anyway, what else is going on? Well, not much. Not much. I found out I'm going to have to keep my ex's dog when he goes out of the country. And I'm going to be keeping his dog for a month. A month, people. And she evidently has incontinence issues and can't go for very long without peeing. So that's going to be that's going to be a nightmare. I don't know. I really don't know how I'm going to get past it. But he has kept Katie for me several times. So I can't be all like, no, bitch, I'm not keeping your dog because he kept Katie for 3 weeks over Christmas, and I can't say, well, yeah, Katie doesn't have incontinence issues, and she's real easy, you know? I mean, I can't really make that argument. So what I've decided to do, just the last thing I wanted to mention is, what I've decided to do to, because Mark is going to be gone for another 2.5 months, so I've decided that to get my mind off of him being gone, I'm going to take some trips. So the first trip that I know I'm doing for sure is to Orlando because I have some friends there and they can I can stay with them. I can get a cheap plane ticket from here to there. I don't even necessarily have to rent a car because they can drive me around and I can just spend a weekend with them. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to buy my plane ticket probably tonight or tomorrow. And the other one is I have my best friend in the whole wide world is an aspiring actress and she lives in L.A. So she's invited me to come out to L.A. So that's another possible trip. And then I have a friend who has his own podcast, Gay Country West, and I told him I might come to Atlanta to see him. And then there is a all nude strip club in St. Louis. And it's only about 5 hours for me, which I know is a long time, is a long drive. But I'm willing, you know, I'm thinking I may just on a wild hair one weekend drive up there just on a Friday night because they're open until like 6 in the morning. You know, go see some naked boys and drive back. I don't really drink, so that's not an issue. I promise you guys, I won't be driving and drinking, or drinking and driving, as you want to say it. But anyway, so those are sort of my plans for keeping myself occupied and, of course, keeping the incontinent dog for a month. She is a really sweet, cute Cavalier Spaniel, which is my favorite breed. That's what Katie is. But she does have those issues, so I don't know. We'll see how that goes. That's May 11th, I'm going to go pick her up. Probably the 12th, I'm going to go pick her up. And then I'll have her. And if you've heard any snorting or coughing or anything, Katie, my dog, is in the room. And she does cough and snore, unfortunately. So what else did I want to mention on here? Because it's not quite time for me to close out the music. Follow me on Twitter, guys. I'm trying to get more Twitter followers. I'm so desperate that I sent nude pictures of myself to this guy who tweets out a lot of porn. And he says, if you email me nude pictures of yourself and your Twitter handle, I'll tweet out your pictures and ask all my followers to follow you. And so he did that today, and I've gotten a bump in followers already, but I'm going to say, if you would follow me, if you're not already, my Twitter handle is AdamH2T. If you want to follow me on Google Plus, go over to Google Plus and look for Adam Burns. And I do have another podcast if you didn't find about me from there, and it's Dubious Intent. You can go to dubiousintent.com, and I do that with a co-host. And it's a little more of an entertaining comedy podcast and not so much of a personal journal. You know, this is what's up with my life. Contact me, guys, though. You can contact me at, I'm going to say adamburns_UK@gmail.com for this week. So contact me, and I will read your comments, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye, everybody.